Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I reached out today to Jane Kirtley, a professor of media ethics at the University of Minnesota. She's joined us on these sorts of quandaries before, and we asked her to comment again. Jane, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
You sound forlorn, Jane.
Well, I'm so exhausted. You know, Fox and Friends and Fox News keep claiming that they're two distinct entities. But when Fox and Friends plays off of Fox News and Fox News takes the story and continues to run with it, I can't see a distinction. I think the theory that was voiced a few minutes ago that it's very possible that General Thomas didn't necessarily agree with what others thought was an appropriate public relations exercise is probably what happened. I don't think he was trying to lie or mislead. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I've dealt with enough military people over the years to know that they don't always agree, although they obviously officially do. But the fact that Fox would make no attempt to contact the New York Times, and the New York Times is the one that has had to have this extensive deconstruction of everything that happened, and Fox's response, which they're characterizing as an apology, is basically to repeat what they already said and said, and by the way, the New York Times disagrees with us. That's real effective. I'm at a loss. I don't like the idea of news organizations threatening other news organizations. I've seen some comments online where people have said the New York Times should sue them. I disagree with that because I think you take a huge risk of making very bad law if you sue a news organization. So I don't think the New York Times would be advised to do that, and I doubt that they will. But this is very disturbing when Fox and Friends, I mean, talk about patriotism. Their version of patriotism seems to be the mouthpiece of the Trump administration, and who cares about truth or accuracy? So to me, that's totally unpatriotic.
Those are two high callings, patriotism and truth. And you'd like to think that one doesn't get in the way of the other. Now, I'm not saying they should have carte blanche and say anything that might put somebody in jeopardy. That would be stupid. But I think doing a vigorous job in holding this administration's feet to the fire cannot be construed as unpatriotic. I see how tempting it is.
It's the most patriotic thing a news organization can do. That's what our Constitution guarantees, that the media will hold government to account, not simply be their mouthpiece or yes men.
Okay, what about this, Jane? I just want to play, and maybe it stood out to you too, something that they were doing in that report.
Except someone leaked information to the failing New York Times, and then Clayton, when that goes on the internet, as the failing New York Times does, that's one of the other reasons it's the failing New York Times. It's not just failing in its credibility, it's failing our country.
Well, it's failing the American people. Because you think about what the role is of media today. Is it to inform and to protect the American people?
You want a patriotic journalist.
So the president has coined that phrase, but what do you make of their use of it?
It makes my skin crawl, and it does because it is, you know, here's the thing. For better or for worse, we in the news media are kind of all in this together in the sense that if the First Amendment protects the New York Times, it also protects Fox News. And I accept that and I celebrate that. But this kind of gratuitous name-calling where you're simply picking up a phrase that the administration has been using in a way that I consider very threatening. I mean, it's right up there with enemy of the people as far as I'm concerned. It's appalling to me. And I'm trying not to be too, passionate about it because I understand Fox and Friends, they would say they're not really a news show, that they really are an entertainment show, that they would probably say in some ways they should not be taken any more literally than you would take The Daily Show or something like that. But the fact of the matter is, to their world, they are seen as a news site, and clearly the president regards them as one. So it would be nice if they kind of pulled up their socks and acted like one.
I never thought of distinguishing Fox News from Fox and Friends. When I watch the Today Show or the CBS Morning News, I expect them to be as accurate as they can be. And I also expect the same from NBC News and CBS News, for instance, right?
But Yeah, but I think the closer parallel, and I'm not saying it's exact parallel, would probably be between like the CBS Evening News and Face the Nation. You know, it's a distinction between news and commentary. And okay. Again, not suggesting it's an exact comparison, but I think there is a distinction because on those shows, you know, Sunday morning shows, we sort of expect people to come on and express their viewpoints. We'd like them to be accurate and fact-based. They are not always that. They're not always that way.
The president is, if nothing else, been able to accomplish this in his first 6 months in office. Hand out nicknames, very mean-spirited, belittling nicknames. He, of course, got elected in part because of his strength of making fun of his opponents. But he continues to call Hillary Clinton Crooked Hillary. He now calls Adam Schiff Sleazy Adam Schiff. He calls Jeff Sessions in a tweet today beleaguered Adam Jeff Sessions. And I don't know what he's doing there. Do you know what the import of that is by any chance?
Well, if Jeff Sessions is beleaguered, I think it's by President Trump, who basically was denouncing him last week in an interview with the New York Times.
Yeah.
I mean, the name calling is childish, but it obviously resonates with a segment of his supporters. I can't defend it, and I'm not going to, and I'm upset when media organizations that purport to be concerned about accuracy and balance engage in that kind of activity.
He calls the Washington Post now Amazon Washington Post. What do you suppose the idea there is?
Well, of course, the reference is to Jeff Bezos, who bought the Washington Post and is also the brains and money behind Amazon.com.
Yeah, but I get that. But I mean, so what? How does that help or the president or hurt Washington Post?
Well, I think the president has for a long time suggested that the interests of Washington Post and Amazon are basically one and the same. And he's made allegations along the year about everything from internet taxes to I don't know what all, and basically suggested that the Washington Post is simply a front for Jeff Bezos.
I do not see the value to the president who's trying to help business. If he's labeled and wants you to disbelieve Washington Post, they are the enemy of the people. The Washington Post is the enemy of the people, the president has told us. Then why does he want to bring down Amazon, one of our biggest companies, with it? What's the value of that to workers at Amazon?
But you're asking for consistent policy here, and I don't think I've seen any evidence of that
the wrong
in this administration.
He said this week, it's not just drain the swamp, we now need to drain the sewer. And to be honest with you, that, I think, is the thing that troubles me the most, because the sewer here is his reference to the media. And I'm sorry, the New York Times doesn't get it right all the time. And maybe they have bias. Of course, humans do. But if we relegate the mainstream media in this country to the sewer that can't be trusted, then we will all suffer the consequences of that.
It is a pattern and practice of autocratic societies to first and foremost destroy the public trust in the news media. As you say, certainly mainstream media have made many mistakes over the years, but they're the ones that issue those corrections and clarifications, and they fess up to the errors that they make. And, you know, frankly, I'm not seeing that with an outlet like Fox, or certainly not groups like Breitbart, InfoWars, and similar kinds of sites.
Jane Kirtley's on the phone line. Go ahead, finish that thought, Jane.
I was just going to say, to equate the two, and they all have First Amendment protections, but their mission is not the same.
That's Jane Kirtley, professor of media ethics at the University of Minnesota. Just one last text message from one of our listeners here. You are discussing this discussion about what happened with Fox and Friends in the New York Times. You are discussing what CNN does constantly, report rumors as if it is news. But if Fox does it, oh, my, stop being defensive. You know, when CNN gets caught doing it, and by get caught, I mean realizes that they've reported something that's not true. Three people who have been journalists for their lives lose their jobs the next day. So where are the mass firings at Fox News when they continue to report things that aren't true? CNN is not perfect. By the way, and then they apologized to Scaramucci, and then Scaramucci said, I get it. We all make mistakes. Let's do the best we can. And then they still fired the people that made the mistake. So tell me when the opposite of that happens with the administration or Fox News, and then maybe I'll stop being defensive about the future of journalism in this country.
We are in a serious crisis when the President of the United States and his administration cannot accept the elemental principle that the media exists to provide accountability to the public. They are not here to serve the president. That is not how we define patriotism for the press.
Let's you and I talk about sunshine. It's a beautiful day in Chicago, Jane. I hope you're having a nice day in Minnesota.
It's a little overcast, but it's nice and comfortable today. It's supposed to be up in the 90s tomorrow.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about today. Jane, I appreciate your time and expertise. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
John, thank you.